Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This week is for you. There is no higher time in the church year than this week, which we call holy. Easter is big, but the drama is nothing like this. And Easter is meaningless without Holy Week. Just as if Christ has not been raised from the dead, your faith is futile, so the converse is true. If Christ did not die, your faith is futile and meaningless. If no Easter, no Christianity. If no Holy Week, no Christianity. This week is for you. This is not a mistake, not an accident. Not an unfortunate, unforeseen twist in the plot that Jesus was not expecting. This is the plan, his plan. He is in control the entire time, the author of salvation, laying out the events that will obtain salvation for mankind. Every prediction of his crucifixion is proof that this is no accident. The anointing of his body for death by the woman with the priceless perfume, the deal for 30 pieces of silver that confirms what the prophet Jeremiah wrote, his last will and testament at the conclusion of the Passover meal, the new covenant he makes in his own blood, his fervent prayer in the garden, the refusal to let Peter fight against the soldiers, the high priest's kangaroo court, the abuse at the hands of the Jewish leaders, the trial before Pilate, the release of Barabbas, the murderer, the cries of the crowd, crucify him, the abuse at the hands of the Roman battalion, the fulfillment of the prophecies about him, his crucifixion, his death. Everything is within Jesus' control, and everything goes according to his divine plan. He came to die for you. This week, with seemingly excessive amounts of time that the church spends in worship, is for you. She knows your tendency to get distracted, to lose focus, to forget the important things. She knows the power of your sinful flesh, dead and drowned in baptism though it is. She knows the demands of your schedule and the desires of your heart. So she gives you time and opportunity to meditate on the passion of Jesus from each of the four holy evangelists. She knows your ineptitude in prayer and your reluctance to get on your knees, so she gives you extra time to join her in approaching the Lord to pray, Hosanna, save us. Because she knows your tendency to get distracted, the church gives you time for long listening to the Word of God. Today, you get St. Matthew's account of the Passion, a chapter from St. John tomorrow, St. Mark's account of the Passion, all two chapters of it on Tuesday, St. Luke's two-chapter account of our Lord's Passion on Wednesday. On Thursday, another chapter from St. John before hearing the full two chapters of St. John's account of the Passion on Friday. And then Saturday, with the dramatic vigil, as we await the sunrise of Easter morning, we keep vigil by hearing his word and by praying. All told, from this morning through Easter Wednesday, we will read one-third of the lectionary book. Because she knows your inborn desire to bear grudges, your sinful nature's refusal to forgive, to want those who sin against you to pay for their misdeeds, she gives you Holy Thursday and lets you hear anew the words of the Lord who washed his disciples' feet, who bade them do the same for one another, whose mercy never ceases, knows no limits, who gives to those he has forgiven the clear command to love one another as he has loved them, to forgive as they have been forgiven, to show mercy as he has been merciful to them. And then he feeds you with his own body and blood to forgive your sins, to strengthen you to love one another fervently as he bids you do. And then because she knows that faith comes by hearing, the church gives you a whole Friday, the sixth day of the week, the day on which mankind was made and saved, the day which is very good, to hear and meditate on your Lord's passion, his holy death on the cross, his precious suffering for you, his love for you which cannot be measured or contained. And because she knows the pain of waiting, the Lord's church gathers you together at the first of the new day, sunset on Saturday, the day when by his rest in the grave, the Lord sanctified the graves of all those who belong to him and transformed them into places of rest and waiting. As soon as the sun sets, on the eve before Easter, she turns her eyes toward the tomb. Even though she knows the stone has been rolled away and her Lord risen from the dead, nevertheless, she looks to the tomb to hear the story again, to be reminded that because of her Lord's Easter, her Easter is coming soon, the day when her crucified and risen Lord will return and raise from the grave all those who belong to him, raising them from the mere sleep of death. Her year builds to a crescendo, climaxing in the Holy Easter Vigil when the waiting is finally over and she sings her Alleluias again, as fresh and as new as the spring flowers. For you, all for you, all of this is for you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.